and the sky is gray.
It was 40 years ago this summer when Archibald sang in the company of thousands of flower children and the mamas and papas.
And came out here to get away, to be at peace and share our love amongst each other.
Dancing, drum circle, partying.
It was a generation of people that were talking about pushing against society.
The summer of love was more than sex, drugs, and rock and roll. It was an internal quest for understanding of the world and an external need for a political revolution.
It was about seeking utopia. They were very disenchanted with the world that their parents had created.
Priscilla Dodd spent the 60s looking for a way to make the world a better place, one where understanding came through experiment, not through logic. The sound of music was changing. Different genres came together, mixing guitar, drums, and electric keyboard to create rock and roll. But Dodd says that wasn't all. It was becoming a focal point and a venue for war protests.
All of the icons, the musical icons of that era, really, really, really represented the voice of the people, and they also helped to shape the voice of the people.
The Who, Jimi Hendrix, Janis Joplin, Grateful Dead, and several more artists sang about LSD trips, free love, and the Vietnam War.
Musicians and poets have always gotten involved.
40 years later, Hippie Hill at the end of Haight Street has seen a lot of change, but the attitude is very much the same. Jimmy lives here with a handful of other free spirits where he jams daily in drum circles, doesn't believe in war, and is still looking for the peace and enlightenment the Flower Children found in the 60s.
When they came out with that song, Give Peace a Chance, that stopped the world in their tracks.
Jimmy says the world needs more artists like this, people not afraid to write and sing about what they believe. And today, American music icons aren't too far off.
Dear Mr. President,
Pink, among countless performers, have taken a public stand on politics, President Bush, and the war. In the summer of love, music was a voice. It showed the world individuality existed. And since, musicians have found a way to let their voices be heard. Whether that's U2 in Germany fighting for aid to Africa, Green Day touring for John Kerry, Dixie Chicks admitting their disappointment in President Bush, or Toby Keith announcing vengeance on the Middle East. These artists follow the musical icons of the 60s to bring to pass their own political evolution. Danielle Wood, California Radio Network.